This is KNKX News. I'm Ed Ronco. The state auditor's office grabbed headlines in the last few years, mostly for the legal troubles of its previous occupant. But someone else holds the job now, and she's about halfway through her first term. Democrat Pat McCarthy was elected in 2016, and in the 2 years that she's been in the office, she says she's tried to make it more transparent and accessible. We sat down recently to talk about that. McCarthy says each state has a different mission for the auditor's office. Here in Washington, it's comprehensive.
We really do, I like to say, soup to nuts. We do state and local government. People just think we do financial, but we do accountability, which are compliance audits. We do cybersecurity audits and performance audits. So we do a whole range of auditing.
In Wapato, in central Washington, there was a particularly egregious case recently that your office highlighted. Can you talk a little bit about what happened there?
A gentleman was elected mayor and then decided to resign, and then appointed his replacement, and then that replacement made him the administrator for the town of Wapato.
With a pretty lucrative contract.
With a $95,000 plus salary, and did it all in one meeting. Went into executive session and came out, and then voila, he is now the city administrator. And then did a number of things, not the least of which was hiring his daughter to be his deputy. So you have to follow your own policies and rules and laws. You can't rob Peter to pay Paul, and you can't hire your family members.
It got your office's attention, but it also got your personal attention, which I gather is very unusual.
Yes. I'm not one that likes to necessarily do a lot of press conferences, but this one really did rise to the level that it needed the public to hear from me and to hear in a more broad way that this is something that just is untenable for that community. And it should be a lesson learned for all other local governments that you need to follow the rules and the procedures and the laws. They're there for the citizens.
Transparency seems like a big deal to you.
It's a hallmark, yes. Transparency and accountability, they are really hallmarks. And that objectivity and that independence. Who can tell the story better than the state auditor's office staff? I mean, I like to say our staff are agnostic. They don't go in with, you know, a preconceived idea of what's happening. They really look at what the material, what the books say.
You've served in local government, and I'm probably not going to get the whole CV here, but notably Tacoma School Board, Pierce County Executive. Think back to that time. How did you feel about the state auditor's office then?
When I was the county auditor, and in the spirit of full disclosure, the county auditor in Pierce County doesn't audit. So I always have to clarify that. I mean, we did elections and recording and licensing services, animal control, kind of a kitchen sink. But the state auditors would come in, and because we had so many cash drawers, I would always like, oh, my gosh, I hope they don't find problems. Because they do surprise cash counts.
You mean literal cash drawers. You're not talking
literal
about like
cash drawers, like a drawer that you have money in it.
The front counter,
yes,
in an office,
exactly.
That takes the bills. Okay.
Exactly. And so you become vulnerable. And so the state auditor's office would do, you know, cash counts. But I always found that they were constructive. If we had a problem, you're better off embracing it, owning it, trying to turn it around. And those governmental entities that have had problems in the past, when they've done that, their public understands. They may not be happy, but as long as they're on a road to remediation of their problems, people feel good about that.
Well, they say it's the cover-up that gets you, right?
Yeah, yeah. Then you really undermine the trust that the public has in you. And that's, I think, a story that I think is important to tell is we do more good in government than we don't. That is an important part of what I have found in this job. And I think the public just needs to know, I think they're surprised that government is audited and government books, whether it's at the state level or at the local level, whether they get state, federal, or local money, that they are held accountable for those dollars. And when they do something wrong, we are there to find it. And many times, the government are the ones that find it themselves and say, we have a problem.
You don't have a background in auditing itself.
No.
But you work around hundreds of people who do. And can you talk a little bit about the role? Like the people who work in your office, what are they doing? What does it take for them to do their job?
Well, we have about 440 employees, and about 350 of them are auditors. And of that number, it's interesting to note 70% of them are millennials. So what we are doing is we're taking young people that are coming right out of the educational institutions and we train them on government accounting. They like the work-life balance. These are young people. They want to go rock climbing or they want to ride their bike or they want to go to their kid's baseball game. Besides, it provides a plethora of information on understanding how government accounting works, which is different than private accounting. I manage people. I ran on the fact that, you know, I'd run government, and so I thought it would be good for me to step into this role because we really had a problem with my predecessor being indicted. So I wanted to make sure that Pierce County, that wasn't our legacy at the state level in the state auditor's office. And quite frankly, I wasn't ready to retire from public life.
Your predecessor, Troy Kelly, was indicted. There were federal charges. Toward the end of his time in office, there were a lot of problems that he was facing unrelated to his auditor's office mm-hmm. work. I wonder how that affected the office. And when you showed up on the first day of work, if you kind of saw the remnants of that and what it took to change that.
It's a well-oiled machine. These people know their jobs, and they were doing their jobs even during the Kelly time period. What they were lacking is just leadership at the top to be able to do some creative things like the things that we're doing now, going to more online services, trying to make ourselves known to the public. It's my mission to be able to tell the auditor's story. This office was created in 1889 when we were a territory. So it's in our history. It's in our DNA. And like I said, we do so much more than most of the states and across the country.
So for somebody who's driving down I-5 right now listening to your voice or in their kitchen making coffee or chopping vegetables or something and they're uh-huh. frustrated with something going on in their local government, at what point in time do they call your office?
Anytime. We suggest if you have anything that you are concerned about, we have a hotline for the general public. But I would highly recommend that they go to our website because there may be answers to their questions that can show them exactly, I live in Wakayakum County. How many taxing districts do I have in my county? What if I wanted to compare my park district with all the rest of the park districts in the state of Washington on revenue and expenditures? It will provide that information and you can extrapolate and do comparisons. That is great stuff. So they may find answers to their questions. But if they really have heartburn, they really are concerned about something going on in their government, we'll take that information. If there is any there, we will do that due diligence. That's why you do as much as you can in the public arena. You know, governing isn't for the faint of heart anymore. You know, there are issues that are really challenging for government to be able to try and find solutions. And people need to know that you need to do that in the light of day.
Well, Pat McCarthy, Washington State Auditor, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
The hotline McCarthy mentioned is available by calling 866-902-3900, or you can find it online at sao.wa.gov. Now, we left a message for Wapato City Administrator Juan Orozco, but did not hear back in time for broadcast. Earlier this month, the Yakima Herald-Republic reported that the city blamed the problems it had on high staff turnover, as well as inexperienced staff.